With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. They put on quite a show this week in Beijing, but President Trump downplaying the apparent show of unity by the leaders of Russia, China, and North Korea. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's Chinese, Russian, Indian, and North Korean counterparts appeared together at a military parade in Beijing. He wrote online that those countries were conspiring against the U.S., but later said,
"My relationship with all of them is very good. We're going to find out how good it is over the next week or two."
The president also told the Salem Radio Network this week that he's not concerned about China partnering with Russia and others.
No. I'm not at all. We have the strongest military in the world by far.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
European countries facing tough choices as they meet in Paris to discuss security guarantees for Ukraine. So-called Coalition of the Willing, led by France and the UK, insisting on the United States backing for any European force in Ukraine. Authorities in Portugal say an electric streetcar that is one of Lisbon's biggest tourist attractions has derailed, killing 15 people and injuring at least 23 others.
Emergency response officials say five of the injured are in serious condition. Officials also say a child is among the injured. In addition, first responders say an unknown number of the injured are foreigners. Eyewitnesses say the streetcar careened down the hill, apparently out of control.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. In the Sunshine State, officials say that Florida will become the first state to eliminate vaccine mandates for school kids. The Surgeon General there says it amounts to immoral intrusion on rights. This is SRN News. A new warning about a service from Spotify.
You sign up for the platform so you can stream music, but now Spotify is introducing a message option that will allow you to talk with other users. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says that's a bad idea, given how many young children are using the platform and how the DM option would make them vulnerable to sexual predators. The center tells the Christian Post that Spotify has a bad record resisting parental controls for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belgium is planning to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state, but only if Hamas is removed from power in Gaza and all Israeli hostages are freed. One leading Belgian lawmaker says these stipulations mean that his country will not be recognizing a Palestinian state in the near term. He said it could be down the road. This is SRN News. Maybe the teenagers were just applying for a job. Who knows? Bill Alexander reports on an extremely unusual incident in New York.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is investigating whether a subway operator allowed multiple minors to try their hand at driving a train after video circulated on social media. Each show a young man at the helm of two different R-160 train cars operating above ground in broad daylight. In each video, the same train operator can be seen standing alongside the young men as they pilot the train. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority did not respond to questions about when the video was taken and whether the employee had been identified.
After a five-year legal showdown pitting the Justice Department against Google, a judge concluding the forces of technology will have a better chance of hobbling the illegal monopoly than restraints by a court order. More details at srnnews.com.